Okay, it's Monday night, Siman Kuf Ches. So if you forgot Yalav Yovel or Mincha Rish Chodesh, and at night it's not Rish Chodesh anymore, so you have the famous Machlokas Rishonim. Now what about if it is Rish Chodesh at night? So the Mogen Avram says, beautiful, you have no problem. You'll be saying Yalav Yovel at night. So the Tzlach asks, in the Seches Brachas, the Tzlach asks, but Monav Shach, only one day is Rosh Chodesh, really, so to speak. So, if the first day is Rosh Chodesh, so then you shouldn't be saying Yalav Yovel now. And if the second day was, we're talking about in the Tashlumin Tefillah. So what are you saying Yalav Yovel for? And if the first day wasn't Rosh Chodesh, then you did good not saying Yalav Yovel. So the Tzlach answers that every Rosh Chodesh is like Rosh Hashanah, meaning it's a Yom HaRichta, meaning the whole rigmarole of Nishtawe Demlobo, and therefore Mi'amincho Lamala, the whole background for Kedusha HaRichta, for Kedusha Achasi, for Yom HaRichta, is true every Rosh Chodesh. When you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh it's true. So, in fact, I mentioned that the Rambam and Perisha Mishnayos doesn't even learn that the Mishnah is talking about Rosh Hashanah. He learns it's talking about Taka every Rosh Chodesh. There's no mention in the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah. Or Rishayin Ha'im Mekablan Eidus HaChodesh Kalayayin Pa'amachat Nishtar Oedem Lavay. So, that's the Tzlach. So the Tzlach therefore says that on Yom Tov Sheni, if you're on day number 7 of Pesach, let's say, and you're in Chutz Loretz, and you forgot Mincha, or not if you forgot Mincha, no, sorry, that's not Negea. You daven a Choyel Mincha, and now at night you're going to daven a Yom Tov thing, so you should not daven Tashlumin, because of this Monav Shach, which exists. So Monav Shach, if the first, that's the Tzlach, but the Achroinim, the Machzah Shekel, and others, the Mishmur doesn't make an issue of this whole thing. Just brings down the Mogen Avram, about Rosh Chodesh. But the Tzlach says it's Tafka Rosh Chodesh. But the other Achrayim say, no, it's Chazal, call it what you want. Chazal established the Nusach Tefillah on both the 7th and 8th day of Pesach and Chutz Loretz as being the Yom Tov Shmoneh Esrei. So the Mela, we don't look at the Sveika Diyoma angle. It's not like Chazal said, well, for sure one's the wrong Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, it's like saying Chazal made it a Yom HaRichta Lagabi the Nusach Tefillah. It's a funny way of saying it, but that's really what it's saying. It's saying that Chazal disregarded the Safek and established the Nusach Tefillah on both days as a Tefillah Yom Tov because of the Safek.
So that Rosh Chodesh also, you can answer
that. Yeah, once you say that, you say it for Rosh Chodesh too. The Tzlach says it on Rosh Chodesh Dafka that it's a Yom HaRichta. And therefore the Tzlach says Lahalocha on Yom Tov, it would not be true. The Machzah Shekel and others say it's true even on Yom Tov. Okay, let's go now to Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Beis, as a basic machlokes, what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Very nice machlokes. Why? Because if you just read the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Beis, it doesn't belong in this simen. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Hatoya, someone made a mistake. Umazkir ma'ayra shor yomim b'tfila shaloi b'zmano. He said al hanisim, and it's not Hanukkah or Purim. He said Yalav Yovel, it's not Chalamoid or Rosh Chodesh. Loi havi hafsoka. It's not a hefsek. It's not called you talked in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, even though you said something that's totally not germane to that day. So we'll see in the Mishnah Brura that yesh v'yesh. Yalav Yovel is somewhat worse when you say Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh, it's not Rosh Chodesh. But Al Hanisim, maybe you're not saying that today is Hanukkah. So it's a very nice thing to say. It's wonderful, it's beautiful. You're not saying it's Rosh Shabbos tonight. It's very beautiful tefillah. You could say it a whole week, that Tochan Antonu, so to speak. That's what the Mishnah Berurah will discuss. The question is, what's the Shulchan Aruch talking about and why is it in this siman? So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Hagah, the Ramah says, Miu Niskar Shetah, if he realizes that his mouth's running away with him, posik afilu b'emtza habracha, he should stop. And what should he do? He goes back to the beginning of the bracha, l'chayra. He goes back to the beginning of the bracha. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. Very long Mishnah Berurah. Shelo b'zmano. Sifkotin lamed zayin. Kagon cheski yalav yovah shelo b'rosh chodesh v'cholosh v'moeh. O shehosef shal shabbos v'yomtid b'chol. Kai gavno v'nizkel achas shagomar ha'bracha al kol ha'tfila. Lo havi hafsaka. Hafsik, we would say. A hefsek is talking that through that you would have to go back to the beginning, olat chilas habracha, or at least to the back to the bracha shehefsek ba. That's the Shulchan Aruch. V'rov achronim cholkim al psak zeh. Now we're going to see this is not so poshut. It's not so poshut that most achronim in every case are cholkim. We'll see in the bir halacha. But meanwhile, we'll learn the Mishnah Berurah. Rov Achronim argue on this psak. Uzvilud lo odiv ze miyam hifzik basichi. He talked them so tefillah. The pasuk of Shachnor Chliyabes and Mekavdalos in Bosh. Shachnor Chliyabes and Mekavdalos in Bosh. Ubisholosh Yishonos Vachronos. Chozul Letchilos Hasholosh. Vayim Liel Shom Shabiyarno Kolplot Edini Hasicha. Tem Derech Achayim Ubichayodom Sosmo Ledina Kamo Yisom. Like the others. Vayin b'derech hachayim shehoi sevoid v'kosov. The hanimili, he qualifies it though, and he says that's only in his kedovah shein eshaich lo sayom. Tanjayim zochreinu l'chayim. It's called not germane to the day. Even though I would have said maybe not. You're not saying anything bad. Zochreinu l'chayim alachavit b'chayim alachavit b'chayim alachavit b'chayim. But ein zman ksiva hayom. Oshomi Yalabiyoba, Lacha Yom Shachodesh, Shu Shekin Mukhlat, Ayom in the Rosh Chodesh. Al Kendino, it's like you talk. Avalam Lo Amar Sheker, these are, we're talking about now, they are cholik with the Shulchan Aruch. He's explaining those that argue with the Shulchan Aruch, that say it is like talking, and he's qualifying that that's when you say something that's totally not germane, or even a Sheker. Avalam Lo Amar Sheker, Ganjama Zachreinu Lachayim, Vloyoma Kosveinu, the Sefer Achayim. Oh, Abdullah B'chayin Adah, Hashem Askim, Hashachonin Lo Hashem Yisborach Leib, Lo Hovinu Lo Havdil, Zeh Shayach B'chol Hashana. Theoretically, Lo Seis Todah, Lo Hashem Yisborach, Shacholak Lo Leib, Lo Hovin, Umeida Leida, Oshama Yalav Yobo, Adbi Omer Shachodesh Hazeh, Lo Havi Sheker, Rakamosa B'tfiloso, Rav Shehosa Lo Hosa B'sholosh Hashonos V'chronos, U'b'chol Mokim Kusach Lo Havi, Adkan L'shono. So he qualifies those that argue with the Shulchan Aruch. Bayim b'chayodim fal chafei shekosav beinin yinsicha b'shoigig b'tfila beinin yinshis kedobah shalo b'zmano b'di'eved m'lochozo l'tchilas habracha kivin shasiyim habracha ayv shoyitza b'dobah shaloi kinyono enav ashoi lachzor b'kol shkenim for hishlim t'filoso. And he might even be talking, so he's saying but the b'di'eved he's going with the Shulchan Aruch, not with the roiv achronim. I mean, if you're in the show game, well, you're always the show game, certainly. Well, the show game, I'm not talking about the person that deliberately does it. She says, but the Eved, you know, the Ramah's right that if you chop, you have to stop to go back to the beginning of the bracha. But if you finish the bracha, you should leave it as is, as the Shulchan Aruch passes.
So it's terrible about the Chasvein.
About what?
What's so terrible about the Chasvein?
If it's not the Zman Ksiva.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Ramon Shalom Ksiva, he could do a whole year.
It's the Zman Ksiva. We. Now, I didn't realize the Mishmur didn't talk about it. Okay, there's a huge Machlokes Achronim here. Some say that the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about a regular davening. What's it doing in this siman? And it's like a weird shita. So some say the Shulchan Aruch is very case specific. He's talking about your tefillos tashlumin and you're being mashlim Rosh Chodesh, let's say, mincha. and you're saying Yalaviyavo at night, mistakenly thinking that you should say Yalav, you're talking about that you're making a mistake. You're saying in your Tashlum and Tefillah what you would have said in your missed Tefillah, because it's a Tashlum for that. That's when the Shulchan Aruch says it's not like talking. It's not like a hefsi. But certainly if you take the Stam Shemoneh Esrei in the middle of nowhere and you say things, it certainly is talking. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch is here. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, Mishmura makes no allusion to that. But if you look in the Bir Halacha, he says, "Ayn b'mishne brur b'meshikosu b'shem achrayim," that most achrayim argue with the Shulchan Aruch. So then he says, "Mikol mukol linyan tefilas tashlumin in a case of tashlumin. If you didn't daven mincha on Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, and you're davening Maariv twice, and in the tefilas tashlumin you said what you would have said if you hadn't missed, so then hiskimu habre achrayim d'loy havi hafsa." So, in other words, why? Because some say that's the case of the Shulchan Aruch. There's really no machlokas. That's what the Bir Halacha means. In other words, to say Rov Achronim Macholek, that's only if the Shulchan Aruch is going in a vacuum in the middle of nowhere. He just took a regular Shmoneh Esrei and he did that to it. But if the Shulchan Aruch is going in that specific case of Tashlumin, then it's not so pushing anymore that Rov Achronim would be Cholek. And there happens to be a machlokas what's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's why the Bir Halacha says in that specific case, you should, it's not a hefsek. It's like not a hefsek. What?
Who brings up that idea?
Let me see if I wrote it down. Probably in the Prichadosh and Prichadosh. You know what? You want to get an Orach HaShulchan? Let's see if the Orach HaShulchan brings it down.
Who's trying to say that?
Who did that way? Who? I know. I went through it. There's a machlekes achronim. There is a machlekes achronim what the Shulchan Aruch means. I'm surprised Mishabur doesn't bring it down. Okay, he passes like the other achronim. It's so posh by him. Then why is it in this siman? It's a very big kasha. Thank you. Check my notes exactly who says it. Okay, let's move on to Siman Kuf Tes. Siman Kuf Tes, okay. What's happening here? Anichnas lebeis haKnesses umotzot tziva misbala. Let's make believe he's talking about mincha. That's the simplest case. Comes into Mincha. They started Shmoneh Esrei already. So the din is, he's not allowed to start Shmoneh Esrei unless he's reasonably certain that he will be finished Shmoneh Esrei when they get up to Kedusha. But he can't miss Kedusha. Now the whole din is missing Kedusha. If he heard Kedusha from a different minyan, or if he's reasonably sure that he'll hear Kedusha in a different minyan, then this din is inapplicable. But the whole din is missing Kedusha, missing Kaddish. Modim is another issue. Modim is you have to maneuver that it shouldn't look like everyone's bowing down to Hashem and you're staying straight. So the basic halacha is you come to shul and say mincha. Again, mincha is the simplest case. Shacharis is really much more complicated, but you extrapolate the shacharis too, you know. if you're behind, you're running behind, and they started Shmoneh Esrei already, and you want to start Shmoneh Esrei, so the same thing applies. Just, you know, you walk into shul, obviously if you're davening Shacharis, you ain't gonna, it's too late. So, they're davening. Im yachal haskel v'ligmur kodev shagiyash lichsibu l'kedusha. Okay, ola kaddish. So what's the case of kaddish? That would be by Meirev. Or, in other words, if you're going to make Kedusha, you're going to make Kaddish. Right? If you're going to make Kedusha, you're going to make Modim, you're going to make Kaddish. So about Meirev, you have to make sure you're not. Or it could be talking about you heard Kedusha already somewhere. That's a question. The Achronim raised that question. The Bir Halacha raises it. You want the answer now? Because we didn't learn the din yet. Okay, let's jump to the din.
But the Rav just said that you have to be able to hear Kedusha and Kaddish.
Yeah. Now the Ari's asking a question. Let's say you're davening in a shul that davens fast, and you didn't start late. Yeah, you daven slow. You start the same time as that. You're davening normal. We're not. The Shulchan Aruch happens to pick that. Let's learn the Bir Halacha. Nistapakti. In miderech tivo laharich b'tfila, he davens longer. Beni yochel asayim at kedusha muta lahaschi. Umikan ein raya leisur. You can't just look at the Shulchan Aruch and say sorry. You got to figure out an eitzah. The efshu dezelaf tfila siba gemura mikri, because Shulchan Aruch is not an ideal case. It's not the prime davening anyway, because you didn't start with them. But if you start with them b'shaveh, so now you have a chiyuv to daven b'tzibur. You're doing what you got to do at this point in time. Maybe you should switch shuls. Maybe, but those chiyuv to switch shuls. So you're starting and you're doing prime. We're learning the Bir Halacha. So maybe you're doing, and now you have no chiyuv anias kedusha at this point in time. So then there's no, the din doesn't kick in. So what do you mean you're not going to be able to answer kedusha? But right now you're doing a different mitzvah, maybe even a more chashuva mitzvah. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you're doing tefillah b'tzibur. But he says you can't bring a raya to be mekil. Because of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, Punk picks a case that a guy comes to shul and he founds the Tzibur davening already. Why did it pick such a case? There's also no raya, because that's the normal case. The Tzorach Layim, but then Klaliyim Avirin Olam Mitzvahs. So that's the Shaila. So that's the Bir Halacha Mesupik. The Chazon Ish and the Aruch HaShulchan Paskin for the Dovah Poshet that it's okay. It's okay, you daven slow. I mean, I know people, and I know where I daven in the morning, there are people who never make kedusha. The truth is, maybe they go to a different minyan afterwards, because then there's a lot of minyanim. They could listen to a kedusha, like in a different room, they can listen to whatever they miss. But our koponim, we chazon ish, and the Aruch HaShulchan Paskin, it's okay.
Is it possible to say there's a difference between the kedusha in your
The Achronim don't say that. They say if you anticipate that this din does not apply if you heard Kedusha or if you anticipate hearing a Kedusha.
Even though it's not part of this Kedusha.
Yeah. Let's just see let me see Takadish Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know. Okay, I'm not going to look for it now. Now, there's another interesting point here, and that's the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph. He says a strange thing, L'chayra. Him writes a lot, says, L'hisbalel ba'azor, chutzla be'zor kneses, misbalel vein tzorech lahamti. If he wants to totally be a poresh v'nat zibur, like, I have no connection to this minyan. I'm going to be a chidus, L'chayra. He has to go on a trip. So, Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, let's say a guy has to go on a trip. And he can't, so he can't. It's not going to work out. He can't go to a different minyan. So, rather than violate this halacha, he seems to be saying, so he goes out to the Ezra's Noshim, table, let's say, or the lobby, and he'd like Purish Manat Sibur. Now this seems to be a Pella. It's really a strange halacha. So if you look in the source, the Shari Tshuva doesn't bring down the whole source. Shari Tshuva just says it b'shem b'tshuva sarajba. Because what do you gain? If the halacha is based on that you're going to miss Kedusha, forget about the logic of going outside. You know? But what do you... If the halacha itself doesn't seem rational. Because...
If
the point is you're missing Kedusha, so you're missing Kedusha outside also.
He said it to men also last thing. So outside that thing...
Why? Because you're going to miss Kedusha. So you go outside, you're also going to miss Kedusha.
Is that really true?
What
is it?
That's what all that Achrayim explained. The point is, you're missing Kedusha.
So, according to you, if a guy always davens long and he comes late, he can start then also. Because he never makes Kedusha anyway. The guy who davens
long. He's not allowed. What do you mean? And if he would start on time, he would make Kedusha.
He misses Kedusha anyway. So, should such a person start in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and Tzibur?
I don't know. The Heter is said. Listen, I'm answering you. The Heter is said. The Heter doesn't kick in. The Heter is said when you're davening prime tefillah b'tzibur. When you're not davening prime tefillah b'tzibur, the Heter doesn't kick in. So he has to wait, hear Kedusha, and then daven Shmoneh Esrei. The Heter. But the Pella is, if you look at the source, it's talking about like having modim. If you look at having modim, it makes sense. Because the whole modim is that you're not doing modim with the tzibur. But the Mishmur doesn't say that. The Mishmur is so same. But if you look in the source of the Rashba that the Shari Tshuva brings down, he's talking about really modim. It's a shtickel pella. I didn't finish doing research on it. Mishmur is a shtickel pella. Unless you say, I mean, forget about that the source doesn't, the source is very limited. It's modim. But the logic, I don't know, maybe it's like you decided you're davening b'chilus. You have no chiyuv kedusha. Go outside, davening b'chilus. I have nothing to do with this sibur. If a guy davens at home, I don't know. He has to go to shul. I mean, I don't know what this heter is anyway. We're assuming he has a heter and not daven the sibur. He has to make a plane place. So you can't wait. Okay.
Don't be sure that the Rashba is talking about nothing because then.